Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, will God's judgment day occur on May 21st, 2011? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation in chapter 11, verses 1 through 14, regarding the two witnesses. On Tuesday, January 5th, there will be the Youth Bible Study at 7:30 p.m. at the Tomlinson Home. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 150 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his exceeding greatness. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 143, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Let us now continue our worship with hymn number 348, The Beautiful Garden of Prayer.
Glory goes with us.
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 359, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.
Please remain standing for prayer. It's good to see you in the new year, to welcome you and to desire from our heart that God's blessing be upon your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus, our intercessor, our wonderful priest who went ahead of us to prepare a place for us. And we can pray because the Bible said many times that God the Father said about the Son, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And so, Father, this morning we bring to your attention the new year ahead for us. Each one of us and our families all together, we do not know what is ahead for us. We have no idea what tomorrow will bring. But you do, and trusting you, we pray that we be able to discern your will every hour, every step of the way, so that we will be blessed by your presence and by your support. We thank you as a church body that have finished a complete year in a wonderful way. You have supplied to us all our needs and have provided for us all our means so that we can be a blessing to many people here in Morgan Hill and the missionary field and many other areas. We thank you, Father, for your overwhelming care for each one of us. We are also praying for those who need the touch of healing, the power of healing that comes from above, from the chief doctor of heaven. And Father, my brother Gaspar, I visit with him, and he's going to be tomorrow in surgery, and he's very delicate, and he's 83, and his body suffer whatever anyone 83 suffer, the body decay, as the Bible said. And so, Father, we pray for your holy blessings upon the hands of the doctor that will penetrate his body and work in his body. We also pray for Mike Kong, that we miss him today. He is sick and home, and we pray that soon we will see this young boy running around into our church. We thank you, Father, for the missionaries. These are the people that miss the families most at the end of the year. And we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, for David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, as they dream with a clinic right here in Morgan Hill, they are in Gilroy now. For the Christian Athletic Association, who train boys to play and also to hear the voice of God. For Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Daniel prepared for the new year in the motorsport ministry, and for Fred and Carol Lewis, as he teaches in the U.S. Center for World Mission. These are people that we have selected to put our hands of blessing upon them and our care. And I thank you, Father, that you have provided for each one of them. Also, Father, we not only have the congregation that we see visible in our church, but we have what we call the extended church. These are people that through the radio ministry and KKMC. And I thank you, Lord, that I was almost driving to Modesto and listening to KKMC over there. I thank you for the power of the station that brings the voice of the gospel across the central area in California. Father, we also have the internet who reaches across the state and across the world. And I thank you, Father, for that. And I pray for those in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Minnesota, those in Delaware, those in Arizona and Texas who send us letters and contributions. And I thank you, Lord, for the people in the extended church supporting the church too so that we can keep on with the broadcasting and the expenses. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you always provide in a mysterious way. And thank you for these people who sacrificially gave to us. And so we pray that these people that we cannot see, and some of them I know personally in my years of radio and traveling in the United States, I want to say, Lord, thank you for them. And bless them as they listen to the praises of God, the reading of thy holy word, and the exposition of thy word. May the Spirit of God, who is the key to our life, bring them into the kingdom, and if they are in the kingdom, bring them joy, the joy of the Lord who knows no sorrow and who gives us his strength. And so, Father, now we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
Praise him, tell of his excellence.
choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1135. We will be reading Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for putting in our hands the scriptures, the foundation for all truth, that objective standard by which we can order our lives with confidence. It is your word which gives us life. Your word is truth. We thank you that you hear our prayers and always answer according to your will. And we know that all things work together for good to those that love you and are the called according to your purpose. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to do his mighty works on our behalf and that have made all this possible. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to glorify you in the exposition of the scripture. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may apply and benefit by the hearing of the word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?